Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday, July 31st, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now from his bus tour out there, Save the Ticket, Perry Johnson, running for governor, is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing good, Perry. I appreciate you joining us, taking a minute from your bus tour. I want you to explain to the people why you and your consultants have chosen Save the Ticket. We've heard all about 4747. We know about all that, but where did you come up with Save the Ticket, and why are you doing it running out there around the state of Michigan on your bus tour?
Well, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm not exactly sure what the question is. Why is it Save the Ticket Tour? Is that the question?
Yes, sir.
Well, right now, if we want to win, we need to have me at the top of the ticket. The bottom line is that we have a situation right now where John James has already run two races. Understand they spent $40 million in the first race, and he lost by a record $275,000.
Harry, according to my board, your microphone is muted. Can you ask Brian or whoever's there with you to unmute the microphone? It appears the microphone just muted.
He lost by under 20,000 votes. So if we expect to win this, we need to actually bring all the parties together. Notice that I have galvanized the entire conservative group. It doesn't matter what that group is. They've let their differences aside, and they are all part of my race. Whether you're talking about the Ryan Kelly group, whether you're talking about Kevin Rinke group, whether you're talking about Ralph Rebrand group, whether you're talking about the Libertarian group, whether you're talking about the Carla Wagner group, whether you're talking about Kristen Megan Kelly and her being against the data centers, all of these people are people endorsing me because they realize I am the one guy that can actually defeat Benson. So it's an enormous advantage to have that and have independence behind you. So I've been at events where literally there might be 40 to 45 people and there are only five Republicans. The rest are all independents. We have to recognize also that Michigan has about 40% independents. And if you don't get them behind you, you are not going to win. But I know that everybody is tired of politicians. People that are taking other people's money, and then they're beholden to these special interest groups. And as a result, we never seem to be able to get a government that is looking out for the best interest of the people. In addition to that, let's face it, I've spent my entire life bringing quality and efficiency to companies. That's what I've done. I brought it to the Navy, to DOD, and over 60,000 companies. I want to take that skill set and bring quality and efficiency to the state of Michigan. And that way we can eliminate the state income tax and reform the property tax without any other taxes. The only way we can accomplish those objectives without other taxes is if we can lean the government. And that is what I do, and that I've spent my life doing that. We have situations right now that are absurd. You take a look. I'm just going to give you examples. We've spent $1 billion a year because we wanted to try to improve the quality of reading for fourth graders and under. Now, that is certainly a worthy objective. It's probably one of the most important objectives we can have because there's nothing in this world more important than our children. And the education of our children is paramount. It's one of my prime objectives. However, she allocated $1 billion a year because she said we were 26th in the country in reading fourth grade and under. And as a result of her $8 billion, we dropped to 44th because she never bothered to pay attention to what needed to be done in order to really improve the reading. That's why my mega audit comes in, my Michigan Efficiency Government Audit. You have to first assess what needs to be done in order to make it work. What did she do? She eliminated phonics. And how dumb can you be? Think about this. How do you learn to read? You have to know what the letters sound like and the vocabulary. I started my kids at the age of 1 and 2 listening to the letter factory. Every letter makes a sound. The A says ah, the B says ba. And we listen to it day and night. In fact, my wife said it's driving her nuts. But I kept it up. My kids learned to read at a young age, and I'm going to introduce that program across the entire state because we're going to start teaching our kids at the age of 1 and 2. Now we take a look at the parents. The parents love the kids more than anyone else. They know the kids better than anyone else. We need a parent's bill of rights, and the parents have to be involved in the education process. Let's let the parents choose where the kids go to school, and we have school of choice. Let's let the money follow the student. And let's get this education system to be among the best in the country instead of the worst. There was a time we were number 3 in the country in SAT scores, and now we're near the bottom. Then we take a look. They wanted to improve our economic environment. So they said, let's create jobs. So they did a study to see what they needed to do to create jobs. And they said, well, let's see how effective our studies are. So they had a study to see how effective the studies were. And they came up with a number of 25,752 jobs that were going to be created by the MEDC. That's an amazing number, 25,752. And they allocated $1.8 billion to that end. And how many jobs did they really create? 602. That's about $3 million a job. In fact, my John James got $2 million because he said he was going to create 106 jobs. And in fact, he created no jobs and laid off 32. So when you have things like this, it makes it very, very difficult for us to ever have a good, clean government. That's why I went out of my way to make sure that I did not have any special interest groups donating to me. I would not accept donations. And you'll notice on the debate stage, they specifically asked the question about these donations relative to the data center. And they asked, if people building the data centers donated money to you, would you refund it? If people powering the data centers gave you money, would you refund it? And, of course, I said I'm not taking any donations, that I wouldn't accept it. But, of course, John James had $106,000 donated to him by people building the data centers and $39,000 donated to him by people powering the data centers. And, of course, he didn't answer. And when I asked him point blank, he just brought up the race car. But that's what happens with politicians. They spend their time collecting money. What is their job? Their primary job is to try to raise money so they can run commercials. And then they go and get elected, and now they do a super job of raising money so they can run more commercials. I say, let's actually try to run an effective government. We do that, we lean the government, and it's amazing what we can do. Every single state in the union that eliminated the income tax ignited that economy. And when you do that, it's amazing what can happen. We see companies moving to Florida and to Texas. Why? No income tax. And Tennessee suddenly eliminated the income tax, and they are booming. And they had the same situation Michigan had, losing population year after year, people moving, and now suddenly they're vibrant. In fact, where did Ford put their new plant? Right there in Tennessee. Now, we have a situation right now where we have been losing population year after year. In fact, under Gretchen's regime, we actually lost a congressional seat because we lost so many people. There was a time we had 19 congressional districts, 19 congressmen, that is. Now we have 13, and we can make the state vibrant again. The key is to have someone who really cares about the people. I'm doing this. I'm not taking a salary. I'm putting my own money in. I want my kids to stay here. I want my kids to have grandkids. I have 2 17-year-olds and a 21-year-old, and by golly, I want them to continue to stay in this state. And I think we can make that happen.
Perry, on Save the Ticket, this is something that you being at the top will actually help Mike Rogers in the U.S. Senate. It'll help us maybe take back the state Senate. Explain your thought process, your game plan.
Well, the top of the ticket has a huge impact on whether or not we win the races underneath. Because whenever you have a weak top of the ticket, two things happen. You have fewer people coming out to vote. And number two, they won't just check the box where everybody on that Republican side gets elected. That's not going to happen. But when you have a strong top of the ticket, you can just look at history. It helps every one of the races underneath. And when I'm at the top of the ticket, we benefit all the way around. In addition, there'll be a lot more money for the candidates underneath. So when you take a look at all of these things involved, having me at the top of the ticket saves our party. And we will once again be able to control the House and the Senate. We'll be able to have people in the House of Representatives that are in Washington saving the president, so we're not put in a position where they try to impeach him. We have so many things in our favor if I'm at the top of the ticket. And that's what I'm talking about when I say top of the ticket. Let's go and get us a red wave. Let us lean the government and let's save the state of Michigan, because we can make this one of the most vibrant states in the entire country again.
One last text message before I let you go. Very simple. What would you like to say for those independents, those people that have not voted yet, they don't vote Republican, they don't vote Democrat? What would you like to say to the independent voters of Michigan?
I want to point out that it doesn't matter if you have a politician in office. The politician's job is really just to raise money so that they can get elected. I'm the one guy that has the experience to be able to lean the government, not to be dependent on anyone. And by doing that, I will be able to eliminate the state income tax and reform the property tax. We can't be in a position where somebody finally pays off their home and here they are, they can't even afford to live there because the property tax is so onerous. And keep in mind, if we eliminate that state income tax, it's $4,747 every year to every typical family in Michigan. And that benefits everyone, whether you're a Republican, an independent, or even a Democrat.
Absolutely. Well, Perry, we appreciate you. We appreciate you taking minutes off your bus tour. We'll let you get back out on the road. Stay safe, and we'll be voting for you on Tuesday.
Well, thank you, and enjoy life, and thank you for having me.
Have a blessed day.
Likewise.
Perry Johnson. Website is perryjohnson.com. The only statewide governor candidate that does not have a donate button on his website. Check it out, perryjohnson.com, fully self-funding his campaign and going to help all the other Republicans win in November. Final segment of today's show, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people. someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today, this Friday, July 31st. I'd like to thank Perry Johnson for taking a minute. He was actually at a rally down in Kalamazoo, and Brian literally had to go out into the people and drag him into the bus to do the interview. So I greatly appreciate that, him being part of the show today. You heard it yourself, folks, right from the man. He does not need to do this. When I interviewed him back on March 5th, I asked him that exact question. You guys texted me. We had so many text messages. I had to keep them through the break. When we got back, I asked him point blank. I got like 8-9 text messages, Perry. They're all asking the same thing. Man, if we had your money, we would not be running for governor. Why are you doing it? That answer that Perry Johnson said to me on March 5th was, Randy, I got a great life. God has blessed me with more money than I could ever spend in my lifetime. My kids are taken care of. He's already set up trusts for his future grandkids and great-grandkids who aren't even born yet. He said, the Johnson family, my posterity, my family tree will be taken care of in perpetuity forever. I have put the money into investments. They're earning interest on the money. The kids will never even touch the principal. This is how smart and financially efficient this guy is. He wants to do for our state government in Lansing, for us, the people of Michigan, exactly what he did for his family. But he wants to do it with taxpayer dollars. He doesn't want us paying state income tax right out of the gate. That's something that can be done legislatively. It can be fixed permanently in amending the Constitution. But more importantly, it will get the economy moving. And once people stop paying income tax in this state, we're never going to go back. Once you give us that freedom, once you give us that liberty, when you give us our money back and we get to keep it, we get to spend it, we get to invest it, we get to put down payments on houses, we get to pay off credit card debt, pay off car loans, student loans, we're not going to want to give that money back to Lansing. Perry Johnson knows that. When he immediately moves that any person in the state of Michigan who's on Medicare no longer is going to be paying property taxes. You live your entire life to pay off a 25, 30-year mortgage. once you pay it off, you feel so happy. No more mortgage payment. We own our house. Right now, you don't. You rent your home from property taxes. Why? Because if you don't pay your property taxes, you go into a tax foreclosure, you lose your house that you worked your entire life to pay off. Perry Johnson knows that. Seniors are going to be the first one to feel no more property taxes. And then, legislatively, working with the majority Republicans in the House, a Republican majority in the state Senate, they're going to do it for everybody else. And if they don't put it on the ballot for our presidential election of 2028, Perry Johnson's already told me, Randy, I will go into Detroit and I will recruit candidates, Democrats, to replace Democrats in elected office in the House and the Senate. I will replace them with pro-elimination property tax candidates. And I will get them defeated, and they will be replaced with Democrats that want to eliminate our property taxes. I will be governor for 4 years. State reps are only there for two. I will replace them, and we will get it done before I leave office my first term. He's told me that personally, what his game plan is. He's going to be picking a lieutenant governor candidate that's going to help him do it. Folks, we have one opportunity to fix the state of Michigan. And it's for you to vote tomorrow, Sunday, or Tuesday, Election Day, August 4th, for Perry Johnson to be governor. We have got to help him win this primary on Tuesday, August 4th. We need a candidate that can self-fund not only his campaign, but he can run ads for Mike Rogers in the U.S. Senate. He can run ads for our Supreme Court justices. He can help them get elected in November as well. His Save the Ticket slogan campaign is real. And I'm asking you to go to the website 10xvotes.com, get an account, access that database, find 10 friends, put their names in there, and see if they're on that list as being one of 1.7 million Republicans that are low propensity voters on that database, and then call them. Tell them to vote for Perry Johnson on Tuesday. Tell them to call 10 of their friends. We have got to do this, folks. We got one bite at this apple, and it happens this coming Tuesday. PerryJohnson.com, the only governor candidate that does not have a donate button. Check it out. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled Killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, John James strangely replied,
"I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me."
Huh? John James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. John James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. John James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart.